Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on IndianaFreedomTalkRadio.com, the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapenos Channel, 87.9 Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, well, it's Thoroughly Confusing Thursday. It's 11th day of May, 2017. It's 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 641-715-3610. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 641-715-3610, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 if you want to unmute them. Come up on the air and mix it up with me. Well, it's currently 55 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 53 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. And, well, you know what? It's kind of a muggy day, you know. Feels warm for 55 degrees, but we got snow coming tomorrow morning. Man, I can't believe this shit. Thought we were done with that. But I know better. Hell, it can snow here on the 4th of July. Oh, man, that being said, let's see what we got up here to start the program off today. Trump signs cybersecurity executive order. And we're going to get into that as soon as we return from these messages from our most outstanding sponsors. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Old Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then. I was checking. I already had the articles I was going to look at today, and this just popped up. I mean, he just did this. Trump signed cybersecurity executive order, and they had one of these talking heads come out, and you know, I mean, this guy's talking like a goddamn auctioneer. And well, let's just look at just a little bit here. Fox News, U.S. President Donald Trump on Tuesday signed an executive order aimed at strengthening the federal government's cybersecurity and protecting the nation's critical infrastructure from cyber attacks, a senior administrative official told reporters on a call. Well, you know, I was watching the news conference here, and this guy, his shifty son of a bitch, you know, he jumps right in with, protect the cybersecurity. It's for the people, and to protect the people. But, you know, a couple of, you know, he talked about three different parts of it. and a couple of the just, I mean, just blurted out. The government is going to decide. No, the government will have the authority to decide what's appropriate on the internet. This, I mean, I haven't, well, I wanted to read the bill, but it was, I mean, the executive order, but it was in tiny print and it was on the, I didn't have time to tell you the truth, and they hadn't brought out a copy I could bring up here and read on the air. But I'm telling you people right now, the internet is hurting what they're doing. It's hurting them in a big way. I mean, their diversions off to North Korea, we just ignore it. We go on and we talk about the fact that he's selling our country off and under us. The fact that he's moved the border. That border was going to get started in March. We know we'll talk about that in September when the next budget meeting comes, or the next budget bill, the emergency funding bill comes up, which is the reason we're not talking about it now, because we can't talk about it when there's emergency funding bills come up. Maybe we can talk about the first of the year. I mean, the son of a bitch has crawfished on everything, people. And the mainstream, it has lost such credibility that they can't divert it. And, you know, even the supposedly the alternate media, like InfoWars. InfoWars, I mean, that's Donald Trump's cheering section. You know, that's his cheerleaders. But, I mean, when you talk, we're the only people out here that are just coming out and saying, this guy is a piece of shit. We're not Democrats. We ain't Republicans. We ain't stupid in any way. We just can reads and we can write, and what the son of a bitch ain't doing what he said he'd do. He's working under war powers. He signed right on with them war powers. Now he's, jumping right in there. You've got Goldman Sachs and Rothschilds in the White House, people. Look what's happening here. I guarantee you, I mean, the way this just came out, it was just like, this wasn't something that was even expected. It was like a news flash. Ooh, he came out. I mean, and this guy here, like I said, it's like these people had been, just throwing this together as quick as they could. It's like, you know what? I think that they're going to be coming straight at the internet, man. I haven't got to read the bill yet, but I know how subject matter works. And if out of that subject matter, I hear this son of a bitch saying that the government is going to decide what is appropriate for the internet. And not to mention, we're talking about international agreements, like with Germany. And so if Germany, we all got to agree on this, because the internet won't function if it's just, bound here into the United States. So when you get this international coalition that decides, well, there's going to be no anti-Semitism, everybody can agree on that. There's going to be no government dissent. These false news sites. I mean, CNN's already pointed out who all the false news sites are, so they can take them out, and everybody knows CNN. Well, they're credible. They're trying to get rid of the false news with less than 9% approval rating for the mainstream. I'm sure that they're going to go out there and report about the truth being taken off the net. Anyways, I seen this, and I'm going to go in here a little more. The order is Trump's first significant action to address what he has called a top priority of his administration. I'll bet you it's number one priority right now. Because this shit's falling apart right in their faces. Everything they do, I mean, it just crumbles more. It's a cluster. That's all you can say. The long-delayed order comes after Trump nearly signed a cybersecurity measure just days into his presidency in January, before it was pulled back to allow for more input from different federal agencies and consultations with experts. This is it. Here it comes, people. I mean, this just came out of nowhere, and he's getting killed by the alternate media. That's all there is to it. It ain't the alternate media. It's us. It's the people who aren't a part. I mean, Alex Jones is alternate media, but I guarantee you Alex ain't coming down. He's going to be, I mean, he's, like I said, he's number one cheerleader for this treasonous bullshit. All they have to do is say that, you're anti-government. Well, yeah, I'm anti you, you son of a bitch and treasonous bastard, occupational bastards. I'm anti your occupation. You goddamn right I am. You, every one of you, needs to be tried and hanged for sedition, for treason, for the trying to overthrow we the people. But that ain't going to matter. You want what I tell you. I mean, the way they've brought this in to just like this, out of nowhere. To right when I see him getting, I mean, it's falling apart on them. They'll lie about their approval ratings, but the whole thing's a sham anyway. But when it comes down to the brass tacks, they're getting pushed out. They're getting pushed out. Everybody that, all the people, the 90% that didn't participate in this shit are saying, you get away from me, you piece of shit. I don't want nothing to do with your stupidness and your treason. Trump administration, here you go. Here, right here, this is what has to be stopped, people. Trump administration withdraws Jones Act review. This is from Fuel Fix. Now, I mean, this thing here, you're talking about jobs. This is one of them things that, you know, when everything else is falling to shit, they come up and talk about, well, jobs, jobs, jobs. Here's some of them jobs they're talking about. The Trump administration has withdrawn a controversial proposal that would have forced offshore oil and gas companies to give more work to American ships and crews when drilling in U.S. waters. Hey, oh man, we can't have that. I mean, we haven't had it. You know, they, what's the deal here? They come over into our waters. They don't hire our workers. They drill down into, our oil, take our oil and, give the sellouts in government, or hell, even not even that, because it's the big oil companies. They claim, well, you know, somebody in government, that federal fellow gave that to them a long, long time ago. All of the oil that could ever be found, wherever it's found, it belongs to these fellows over here. None of the rest of you had any oil, by the way. Oh, okay, thank you very much. But the, I mean, this is like, you know, somebody like Rockefeller, one of the, or even Chinese. Hell, they've bought up enough of the oil fields here. Just sell it on the hoof, you know what I mean? Just sell it on the hoof. You give me, you know, I've taken it from the American people, hell, and it caught, you know, if it's worth $47 on the market, you know, give me 37 and just come on in and pump it, and, you know, we'll just keep the people out of the loop on this one again. Announced in the final days of the Obama administration, what? Announced in the final days of the Obama administration, the proposal would have done away with decades of exemptions for U.S. Customs and Border Protections that allowed international maritime crews to perform works historically reserved for Americans under U.S. law, titled the Jones Act. So, Barry, the back alley bitch. Actually, you know, this was, what the hell do you see, a proposal that would have done away, announced in the final days of the Obama administration, the proposal would have done away with decades of exemptions. So the proposal, I mean, that, that Trump just went for was really against, well, jobs? Is that what I'm seeing? I've got Barry here for jobs and Trump against jobs? Has the world turned around on its head again? But offshore oil and gas industry, man, that's what it says, had warned, how about the, but the offshore oil and gas industries have warned that such a move would lead many companies to pull back from the Gulf of Mexico. Well, then get the hell out of here. Oh, if we just won't just come and take our oil and go, you're going to get mad and take all your marbles and go home. You're not going to bring your equipment over here and plant it in our Gulf and take our oil and just give us nothing. Damn, you're going to teach us a lesson. But offshore oil, gas, and industry had warned that such a move would lead to many companies pulling back from the Gulf of Mexico in favor of offshore fields abroad, somewhere like Africa, where the people aren't, you know, thinking they get some. You know, we're not going to give you any of this. We're just coming to take your oil. And hey, man, you try pressuring us to let you work on our oil rigs on your property, taking your, think again, buddy. By rescinding the proposal, CBP has decided not to, impose potentially serious limitations to the industry's ability, love this, to safety, comma, effectively, comma, and economically operate. Well, economically operate, if you want to make 100% profit, well, you'd have to have slave labor, and you'd have to own your own equipment, and you'd have to be able to go to where the resource was and, well, take it for nothing. I mean, they have a right to operate economically in our country. These foreigners, they have a right to come onto our shores and take out our oil economically for them. And fuck us. See, that's how that works. And this is Mr. Trump. This is his international buddies. Now they're coming for your oil, people, for your oil fields, for nothing. Oh, what about them jobs, Mr. Trump? Mr. Trump, didn't you say I get a job? Well, no, you don't get a job, Toby. What you get is what the little boy shot at. What you've always got, you dumbass goyim. Go vote. The announcement by U.S. Customs dealt a blow to efforts by the United States maritime industry, which had, you're going to love this too, suckers, which had spent $2 billion retrofitting ships and equipment to in anticipation of getting an increased share of work in our Gulf's offshore oil and gas fields. You fools. According to the offshore. Now, you know what? They borrowed themselves into billions for this. Oh, I can see this coming together. Now, they borrowed themselves into billions for this. This is the U.S. maritime industry has borrowed itself into $2 billion of retrofitting. Now that the contracts will be pulled because, well, Trumpy did that, by the way. Mr. Trump in jobs, Trump. You guys remember him. So now they got that $2 billion. I bet they borrowed that money. So now the Chinese can come in and they can buy up those, well, the U.S. Maritime. They own, I mean, the Saudi Arabians, don't forget, own the number one refinery. So why not the Chinese owning the U.S. maritime industry after they bankrupted them because they were expecting to get some work that they, well, they didn't get, and they spent $2 billion on a contingency for contracts that aren't going to happen. And now once the Chinese get these ships and stuff, well, then the Chinese, well, they're just like, I guess they got the right to come into the Gulf of Mexico too, don't they? And they have the right to, well, use their own labor. That's what this whole thing is saying from Mr. Trump. Jobs. Or am I missing something here, people? Before this is over, I mean, that probably won't take that long. Usually you think, when I think of things that used to be, you know, God, it could be a while. I don't know if I want to predict anything like that or not. But, you know, it wouldn't take that long, really, to bust these companies. And, you know, you'd have to keep an eye on them because they're not going to announce that U.S. maritime industry has been taken over by the Chinese. They're not going to announce it. But if it pops up in an article, I'll get back to you guys. And then, like I said, the Chinese could bring their rigging in. Hell, they already got their fleet here docked. Well, probably at their port. Wow, is this starting to look like a lot like China? Is this China? Am I a Chinaman? We call them, I love these guys. Now here's these guys that just, you know, they're getting, well, they got the shaft. Well, they're billionaires, but they deserve to get the shaft, but they'll come out of it smell like rose. The people will lose their jobs and the Chinese will take over this goddamn U.S. maritime industry. We call on President Trump, who just did this to you, who just drove that dagger so far in your back it came out your belly button. We call on President Trump to take immediate action and correct these damaging rulings that have continued to put foreign companies first and American company and workers last. No job. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to record saying jobs, and I'll play it backwards. You know, however it comes out, because that's what this is. Said Aaron Smith, president of the Maritime Association. Boy, that was a fun one to read. All right, let's see what else we got going here, people. Illegal immigrant deported 15 times, arrested in hit-and-run crash that hurt six-year-old boy. It's from Fox News. And if you've been watching anything, you've seen this poor little fella, man. You know, cracked his skull. God almighty, you just want to take and kill somebody over this. It's bullshit that it happened. 15 times. Now they're trying to say, well, it's just a misdemeanor to come into the country without a visa. But if you could go get deported and come back again, That's a felony. You know, they'll admit, well, okay, we'll say that's a felony. What about 15 times? How about the 14th time that he was arrested, he was taken as a habitual and put in prison for life? If you committed 15 felonies, well, we'll call it 14 felonies because he was only the first time he was deported, he had to come back. We'll call it 14 felonies. If you committed 14 felonies, because we got to go back one, you see. What if you committed 13 felonies? Do you think they might? I mean, this is separate incidents. Say 13 felonies over 13 years. Would that be considered habitual? What about three of those put you in the clink for the rest of your life? An illegal immigrant, oh, by the way, this is from Fox News, an illegal immigrant who had been deported 15 times is accused of seriously injuring a six-year-old boy in a Saturday night drunken driving hit-and-run crash, authorities said. Constantino Benda Acosta, a 38-year-old Mexican citizen. Oh, Mexicans, I thought he was a Mexican national. He will be next week when he gets, well, that's when he'll get his constitutional rights and be left alone, was kicked out of the United States 15 times in the past. Get ready for it, because here it comes, 15 years. Like I said, the 10th time, oh, God damn it, the 10th time he came back, he had committed 9 felonies in the United States. And they just let him go. And boy, it even gets better, because wait till you find out when the 15th time was. He was taken into custody about a half an hour after the crash occurred, along with another man who was also an illegal immigrant. The injured boy, Lennox Lake, was coming home from Disneyland with his family on Saturday, and the group was about a block from their home when the collision happened. I don't know if you've seen this on the news, that poor little kid, man, goddamn that dirty son of a bitch. Right now, he has a lot of swelling and can't open, when he was found in the wrecked vehicle, Lennox was unconscious, bleeding from several head wounds, and not breathing. He had a major head injury, and as of Tuesday night, had already undergone 2 surgeries. The Union Tribune reported Lennox's family expects him to make a full recovery. You know what? He will. You know, because the miracles of medicine. But goddamn it, you crack your goddamn skull like that, it's going to hurt you the rest. You're going to have headaches. When you get old, it's really going to freaking hurt you. And like I said, 15 times. Now you guys tell me this. How would it be when you were taken in the third year for the third felony? I'm telling you, in California, that's called a habitual offender. And I think after 3 or 4 in about most of the states, that's called a habitual offender. And I mean, there are people down in California doing life for 3 felony checks. Make sure you understand that. For effing with the Jews' money, or for 3 drug convictions, felony drug convictions, where they were only doing dope. And they're doing the rest of their lives in prison. But Constantina Banda Acosta, he 15 times. He had Tuesday night, recovery. Right now, he has a lot of swelling and can't open either of his eyes. So he's scared about why he can't see. I bet he, goddamn, I would be, His father, Ben Lake, told Fox 5, I just really care about bringing him home and making sure he's happy again. Banda Acosta was being held on $100,000 bail. With 15 felonies here, people, only $100,000 bail for this son of a bitch. Because every time he came back, that was another felony act. Now, they tried to, you know, when we started being, I mean, the first time I looked it up, I'm telling you, it was a Class C felony to intentionally come into the United States. It's an act of fraud. Come on. But they say, oh, no, that's just a misdemeanor. But if they are deported and come back again, now that's a felony. Okay, this guy's got 14 felonies. How did he, I mean, you know, even if he'd had to serve on the 13th felony, if they'd have just made him serve 5 years, this kid wouldn't be hurt, would he? What would happen to us? $100,000 bail on that many, I mean, Jesus Christ Almighty. You look at the Bundys. Yeah, how about $100,000 bail for them? They could do the bail, and they're not absconding. This ain't about holding people. It's not about protecting nobody but this goddamn criminal government. What about, I mean, this guy gets $100,000. Who do you think's more dangerous here, people? This guy with, absolutely, this is confirmed. Every time he came in here and he got caught, it was another felony, and there's no arguing it. But there's no law, we understand this, but even this is their own goddamn paperwork. So this guy with 14 felonies, and now he has hurt a little 6-year-old boy, fucked him up for the rest of his life. This son of a bitch gets $100,000 bail. Now, I want somebody to reason that out for me. How does that work? Who did the Bundys hurt? I mean, they were stupid in what they did. I'll give them that. They were, I think they were listening to Alex Jones, because they said they were the tip of the spear, and that always makes me suspicious. But what did they do? They broke no laws. They broke no laws. And Lavoie Finnegan was murdered, and he broke no law. This son of a bitch, 14 felonies, absolutely, without being convicted, because just coming here, again, is a felony. 14 felonies, and tore the shit out of this little six-year-old boy, $100,000 bail. Wonder whose country this is, people. Wonder why they like this band Acosta so much more than they like Avin Bundy. This piece of shit, felonious drunk, more than Avin Bundy. I mean, I don't really like old Avin that much either. But, you know, if it's us American nationals, I can't see his rights violated because his rights are my rights. But, again, I would have to look at the... I want to understand their reasoning. I want you to stand them up beside each other. And I want you to write down there all this bullshit that, you know, it's obstructed a federal official who can't be there, by the way. The federal government doesn't own this goddamn country. We do. It's all a fraud, and we know it. And they know we know it. That's why they crucify people. Anybody who would stand up and say, hey, you know what? You're a goddamn fraud. You don't own this land. And that's really all the Bundys did. And for that, man, I'll tell you what. You're going to be beaten. You're going to be tortured. I'll tell you, this son of a bitch here, Bandon Acosta, he's going to be treated like a jewel. He's going to have interpreters. And man, everybody's going to make sure that everything's fair for him. Probably somebody will make the $100,000 bail. One of his amigos will come down and bail him out, and he'll go back across the border and, you know, dang, he got away, and he'll be back next week and do it again. But this guy was last deported. I seen the thing on it. I was watching the thing. I was watching it on the, God damn it, I can't think. It was Fox News, maybe. But this guy was last deported, guess when? In February. Jesus, people. Anyways, we are down at the bottom of the hour. We're going to take our bottom of the hour break. We will be back in about 8 minutes. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT.
Dr. Bones here. Are you prepared to deal with medical issues in a disastrous situation? What would you do if medical help was not on the way? The Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook is over 400 pages of how-to advice written in plain English. You'll learn to handle all the likely medical issues you'll encounter in times of trouble. And it's not just the conventional medical wisdom. We talk about alternatives like essential oils, medicinal herbs, and other home remedies. Make the Doom and Bloom Survival Medicine Handbook a part of your survival library. And don't forget, Nurse Amy and I have medical kits, suture materials, instructional DVDs, and other items that'll help you keep it together even if things fall apart. Check them out, as well as 200 articles on medical preparedness, survival gardening, and other alternative remedies on our website at www.doomandbloom.net. Never think doom and gloom, think doom and bloom.
Divergent Flavor Labs introduces our all-original e-juice flavor line made from pure 100% kosher USP food-grade ingredients. Whether it's our flavored tobaccos like Calypso or our amazing bakery flavors like Crumbiliumptious, Divergent Flavor Labs' handmade all-original flavor line will never disappoint. Available exclusively through VaporRebellion.com.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches, from the Trenches World Report.com, brought to you by Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this programming on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon, 97624. Your contributions are appreciated. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:35 Pacific Time. And that during the break, that was Technology by Filthy Weasels. That's Joe from the Carolinas, featuring Joe from the Carolinas. Joe does Grow Your Own, A Budding Revolution on Tuesdays at 4 Pacific, 7 Eastern on Liberty Tree Radio. And Joe's a true brother, man. I mean, and a cool song, Joe. And he's going to, I guess there's like 4 releases, and they're going to be up on iTunes, I think, and YouTube. And Joe will let us know more about that when they get it all straightened around, and we'll put the links up on the site. Anyway, good job, Joe. Let's see what we got going here. Another drawing for From the Trenches. Swifty Lomax, Jalapeno, and Norm are sponsoring a drawing for From the Trenches World Report. Swifty Lomax is providing a beautiful belt buckle and bola tie that his father handcrafted from petrified wood. Jalapeno is providing a pair of DCU mobile double 30-round magazine pouches for AR-15. Norm is providing a gas mask with filter and bag. The prizes will be drawn for in the order they were received, which is how they are listed. Every dollar donated equals one entry in the drawing. All those who have donated since the last drawing are automatically entered, unless they specifically ask not to be. The drawing will be held Friday, May 12, 2017, in the final segment of The Word from the Trenches. We extend our thanks to Swifty Lomax and Jalapeno and Norm for providing the prizes. All donations are needed and appreciated. Good luck to all those who step up. All righty then. Anyways, let's see what else is going on here. Now this headline here, I mean, it jumps out like you're like, God damn, somebody's stepping up, they're going to do something here. But then you read it and you just want to just spit. U.S. cuts congressional bill deportation delays for immigrants. From mail.com, it was sent in by Sunfire, for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. U.S. authorities have said that they are reducing the amount of time they will delay deporting the few immigrants in the country illegally awaiting congressional decisions to legalize their immigration. And I read that, and what the hell are they talking about? Congressional decisions to legalize their immigration? Status after lawmakers filed so-called private, in quotation, I mean, this shit's coming at me from left field too. Private bills supporting their last ditch bids to remain in the country. So you got the goddamn, you think that you and I could get you, these congressmen, surely they'll step up and take up a private bill for you or I, what, right? I mean, we're American nationals. Hell, we own the son of a bitches. We're supposed to. In a letter to lawmakers, Immigration and Customs Enforcement Acting Director Thomas Homan said the agency will only hold off deporting immigrants with legislation pending on their behalf for up to 6 months with the possibility of one 90-day extension. Really? Well, goddamn, that's going to teach them. 6 months, huh? Boy, that's nipping it right in the bud. In the past, authorities held off deporting people much longer. In some cases, while these bills wound through one or more sessions of Congress, in addition, the agency said congressional leaders of the judiciary committees or key subcommittees must now formally ask authorities to delay carrying out deportations, Homan wrote in a letter late last week. Did you guys know any of this shit was going on? Because I sure didn't. You mean the Congress is just going around the immigration laws and somehow they put something into place where, what was this last fellow? He wants to stay and they can just go ahead and pass a bill through our Congress. You think you think they'd have a Henry bill? Because I don't see it happening. These goddamn third world invading son of a, but see, they go on into this to make it, we got to go a little further. The move changes how federal immigration authorities handle cases of immigration, with cases compelling enough for U.S. lawmakers to sponsor bills on their behalf in final efforts to help them avoid deportations. The changes affect few people, but come come as the Trump administration seeks to tighten immigration. See, this is what he's doing here? Oh, really? They only get to stay 6 months before their ass is kicked out? Oh, well, 90-day extension. And goddamn, the Congress has to tell you they're writing a bill for old Carlos. Enforcement and build a wall on the U.S. border. Few of these bills are offered by lawmakers and fewer still pass. Only 94 private. What the hell is this? I want to know what a private bill is in our public Congress. I want to understand this. 94 private immigration bills were enacted between 1986 and 2013, according to a Congressional Research Service report that analyzed the bills that passed. Democratic Senator Dick Durbin of Illinois and Dianne Feinstein of California criticized the decision to change longstanding practices they said was made without consulting them. It was. To threaten to deport a handful of immigrants before Congress can act to protect them shows just how far this administration will go, they said in a statement. Now, come on, lady. Who in the hell do they think they're fooling with this? He has, that executive order that he, all through his election, he was telling you that was unconstitutional. And it was unconstitutional. The goddamn Supreme Court said it was unconstitutional. But old Trumpy, he signed on to it. The DACA, remember that? Are we supposed to forget that? I don't know what you're talking about here, Feinstein. Looks to me like he's, everything Obama was as far as the invasion coming into my country. But see, they play this bullshit thing here affecting maybe, when we talk DACA, where we're supposedly talking about, 11 million or however million these children who came here, childhood arrivals, that's what they were. Came here, they didn't have a choice, so we got to give them everything we got because their parents brought them here to get everything we got. So they didn't have a choice, we didn't have a choice. But Trump, he signed on, he hasn't done one goddamn thing. I mean, he's doing exactly what Obama did, film shots. He'll get a few thugs here, a few thugs there, but the goddamn, he told us he was going to get all these son of a bitches out here, remember? I remember that. My memory span exceeds that of a head of cabbage. Man, Feinstein here, I mean, goddamn, I mean, whoo. Chains threatening to deport a handful of immigrants before Congress can act to protect them. The immigration agency said in a statement the change sought to prevent authorities from being blocked from carrying out deportations if the bills are introduced repeatedly. And I don't get that part. I don't know. This is like apples and oranges and throwing an apple throwing a pineapple in that nobody ever saw. What are they talking about if these bills are introduced? Well, it kind of tells you what these bills are. But it's still these private legislation in our public offices. I'm not getting that part of it. Authorities granted at least 70 stays of deportation over the last 6 years because of bills filed on immigrants' behalfs, the agency said. So you have this person who is not a citizen. They're not absolutely not a national. They are actually here, illegally. But they can have a bill filed in our Congress that represents our people. Examples of immigrants avoided, and I love this part because I want you guys to, get a Kleenex because you're gonna be tearing up. You're gonna need it. Examples of immigrants who avoided deportation and got congressional approval in 2010 to stay in the United States include the Japanese widow of a U.S. Marine who gave birth to their son after he was killed in Iraq, and a man whose mother was killed in a U.S. car crash when he was a teen who had never been legally adopted. Gregory Chin, director of government relations at the American Immigration Lawyers Association, said immigrants could now be deported before lawmakers could review bills on their behalf. So they show you just two people. But I want to know about the other 70. Where there were 70 instances like this where she was actually married and they just didn't get the paperwork done. You people believe that? Or do you believe that, man, maybe among that 70, if you were the person or the persons who could control 70 stop deportations, wonder how much that'd be worth. We goddamn well know that, Trump's son or his son-in-law, He was selling, what we say yesterday, he was selling visas for loans to build buildings. How much would these son of a bitches be worth to some crooked son of a bitch with a whole lot of money in this country who had already bought up a whole bunch of real estate here? I mean, what, 70 of them? What if they were worth $1 million apiece? I mean, what's $1 million to the rich Chinese these days, to the goddamn the Saudi Arabians, any one of them that wants to stay here? But gee, they're going to tell you about these two, and this is the ones we use. We call it the, let's see what the hell this says here. They don't give nobody's name. Well, yeah, they don't. But I mean, if this is why we have this law. This is why 70 people got, I want to know about the other, what would be 68? I want to know about the other 68. Who got to stay and why? And who in the, what the hell is a private bill in my public Congress? For a foreigner, by the way. Somebody who is not even a citizen, let alone a national. Alrighty then. Last but not least, Jeff Davis Monument comes down after 106 years. This is from WWL-TV, sent in by Brandon Ward for discussion on From the Trenches, worldreport.com. A large police presence as well as a large crane. I'm going to read it like it says, and then you'll understand why I just lost it there. A large police presence as well as a large cranes. No, a large crane or large cranes as large cranes. And heavy equipment were all part of the removal of the monument to former Confederate President Jeff Davis early Thursday, May 11th. Workers who showed up to work on the removal were again shrouded with masks and dark clothing. Now that sounds like criminals to me. You know, this has gotten so far out of hand. These goddamn communists, and that's who this is. This is the George Soros faction. You know, I saw Frank Facey came up and he was commenting on this and he said, we ought to go down and crush that goddamn Georgia Guidestones. And yeah, we really should. I heard him talking about it on something the other day and acting like it wouldn't make a statement. I think it'd make a hell of a statement. It's just saying, hey, you know what, you son of a bitch, you commie, international, dirty rat, bastard parasites? Here's your goddamn monument. And who's going to, by the way, who put this son of a bitch up? I mean, if the people around, I don't know about you guys, but I'm real offended by that goddamn Georgia Guidestones talking about killing off the population of the earth people. I'm a person. I'm one of them people. And I am real frickin' offended by it. I want that son of a bitch down. It offends me from the time I get up in the morning till the time I go to bed. I can't stand to be around myself. The monument to Jeff Davis was erected in 1911 and had stood in its location at the corner of Jefferson Davis Parkway and Canal Street for 106 years. Wow, people, you know what? The Italians, the Colosseum, that's got to come down, doesn't it? God, think about what went on there. You talk slavery? Man, they fed Christians to lions and that son of a bitch, didn't they? You talk about a horrible monument to a horrible people and during a horrible time. They are going to insist that that son of a bitch comes down. I mean, these world communists ain't going to let nothing like that stand, are they? This is what communists do when they're taking over your country. They have to destroy, your identity, who you are. Because you're not, I mean, once you've taken over and you're put into a communist state, you're not going to be an American, a free American citizen no more gets a vote. You're just going to be another goddamn world communist. I've heard people just, you know, I've seen them on TV too, you know, just swell up with, I'm a world citizen. I think you're about as insignificant as a grain of sand on the beach, you dumb son of a bitch. I'm an American national. There ain't that many of us. And I want to be something, you know, I don't want to be like this goddamn fiat money, nothing, because there's so much of it. But I mean, these people, they grasp to this. They are so goddamn stupid. They're not worth the powder it would take to blow their ignorant brains out. I swear they're not. And again, the push, the push, the push. I'll tell you what. When I was a kid, I used to go down south all the time. I mean, back to the East Coast and down south. That's where my family came from. And I would never believe that the people, like my dad's generation, now my, you know, that goddamn dope, what they did to our generation, with that methamphetamine and shit, that cheap cocaine on the streets, free base and shit. Man, they did. They demoralized us just like they did the Indians with whiskey. I tell you, my dad's generation, I guarantee goddamn to you, no. Not so long as they had a hole in their ass. They would never tear one of these goddamn monuments down. There would have been people just getting killed. That's all there is to it. This is how weakened we've become. You know, they show the protests there in Louisiana. The people out there, and they're pushing and shoving and stuff. No. That ain't how it would have went down in my dad's time. I'm just going to tell you that. There would have just been... Pardon?
Yeah, I bet you that most of those protesters on the take it down side, they're all paid.
Oh, of course they are. But then you're not, if this protest thing, this is what they want. We're Americans. I don't know how everybody else's life is, but I look back, like I said, my grandfather, my uncles and stuff, they wouldn't even have thought of trying it because they would just pull out a gun and shoot them. Like it was, the people had been down there and they'd had rifles and pistols and they said, no, but you touch that goddamn monument, well, I'll blow your goddamn head off your shoulders. But this is how communist infiltration works. Coming into the schools and a whole generation of, just confused. When they take it, you think they took our identity away. You think about the generation. I was the last generation that got history in the grade school. Now, before that, my parents, like when they're growing up, they're learning American history. The real American history, not even the diluted bullshit that you get out there if you want to go buy a book. The real American history told for them from their parents who were told to them by their parents. The real American history, and that's what better be taught in that school. Because when I see something in a book, these people were like that. I see something in one of your books that don't jive with what my grandpa told me. We got problems, buddy. What is this? What is this bullshit? And see, about when I was in seventh grade, that's when they, took away American and European history and replaced it with social studies. Now, see, from that time on, the kids coming up behind me, they didn't have that identity. They didn't, it wasn't ingrained in them. I'm an American. And I knew what the Declaration of Independence was. I knew what the Constitution was. I know what the Bill of Rights was. I remember the first looking when I was a little kid, I think it was Mr. McIntyre and he had it up on the wall there. And he had like a projector and it had the original Constitution and it had the 12 articles. And that man explained to us that that was the Bill of Rights, the 12 articles, the original attachment as the First Amendment to the Constitution. Fourth grade, people. In fourth grade, I was taught that. But the kids coming up behind me, the kids that are out there now, my grandchildren do, my children do, because I told them. But most of the kids out there, they don't even know who they are. And that's really what we talk about here. We are American nationals. We own this country. We are the sovereigns here on a par with the crown heads of Europe. That's a fact. We bend the knee to no one. This government that we hired to serve us has turned on us. They have usurped power that we didn't grant. It is only to us to put it down, to beat their asses out of here and say, no, we're going to leave free. Some of us did read the history. We know who we are. We know it belongs to us. And we're not going to settle for a job working for a Chinaman in our country for our bowl of rice. I think we'll shoot you instead. Jeff Davis. This morning we continue our march to reconciliation. By what reconciliation for what? This is, like I said, by the theory they're laying out here, man, I tell you what, that those coliseums have to come down. That ancient, this is destroying history, and this is what they want to do. When you used to drive through the South, I've been to these places. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yes, wasn't it the District of Columbia Act in 1871 that changed the wording in the Constitution of the United States to for the United States?
Exactly.
Or do I have that backwards?
Well, it would be the Constitution for the United States is what it's supposed to be.
But they changed it.
Of the United States and made it a corporation. Today, when they were talking about that cybersecurity executive order he just signed, he said we got to treat the government like an enterprise. Like, you know, I mean, he emphasized that like three times. And then, like, the state government says separate enterprises, and then the foreign government says other enterprises. I mean, it's blatant what they're fixing to do, because I'm going to tell you people something. Enterprises work under the Uniform Commercial Code, and the Uniform Commercial Code does not recognize your rights. It is about property. Under the Uniform Commercial Code, you are just another piece of property they can manipulate, if so long as the only rule for them is make a profit.
There was one more part of Trump's platform while he was campaigning, and that was that he was going to stop Congress people from going out to becoming lobbyists for 5 years after they leave Congress. And that still has to have that legislation go through, and I'm getting more and more nervous that Donald Trump is not going to be able to really come through on any of his platform.
He never had any intent to, my friend. I mean, I was talking about this yesterday when he was talking about the wall. You had to, I mean, there was like one day during that whole thing, and somebody came up and he had released a statement and said, it's just campaign talk. I ain't going to do it. And it went for like one day, and it was kind of, just went away. And he came out, the wall.
Very good. I'm sorry.
The wall.
I'm sorry. I got to go.
Okay, brother.
Right, thank you.
You take care. But he did. This has been an act, people, just like we said it was. And then this is why you're seeing the cybersecurity thing. We're blowing their cover every day. I mean, every time they do something like this, take down this monument. You think that son of a bitch doesn't know they're taking down that monument? That the communists are destroying American history right before our eyes? Our children will not get to see who we were. Hence, they won't know who they are. How dumb do they think we are? Well, there's a handful out there, because you'll still get the goddamn idiots out there. You gotta give them a chance. Chance to what? Are you gonna be, is that gonna be your last words, kneeling at the ditch, you dumb son of a bitch? You gotta give it some, that's what you deserve. I don't. I'm not stupid.
Trump
go ahead.
Trump could stop that if he even cared to.
Trump knows that the Hannons are imprisoned illegally. Trump knows that what's going on there in Las Vegas with the Bundys. He knows it. He tweeted about it during his election. He knows what's going on. It's all been a lie, people. They're just stepping up to affirm. Yeah, yes. You know, it's like what was going on with Obama before Trump took the stage. They're just affirming it. Yes, we're communists. Yes, we've taken over your country. Yes, we're going to kill you. We're going to take everything you've got. We're going to make a communist state. And what are you going to do about it? And that, I mean, they haven't got to the what are you going to do about it, but I mean, the fact that this shit is being blown apart so fast, I mean, to where this guy came out, I'm telling you, he was talking 100 miles an hour. They had just thrown this shit together because it's falling apart. It's getting worse every day, because they can't hide it. They thought they could, you know, just throw some bullshit out there like Korea and just be out here just doing all these dirty deeds, like with Kushner and his loans for his buildings in Jersey, and all this dirty deeds would just be going on. And you know, hey, the mainstream news you're looking at, all you know is about Korea. And then Comey being fired. I mean, nothing's happened in the last 2 days, right? Wait a minute. Yeah, shit's been happening every day. Overtime. Anyways, guys, we've made it up to the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern, for another broadcast of The Word from the Trenches on PBFTT. And until then, keep your eyes wide open, because, I mean, they're I'm telling you, this move that he just made is directly to come after the people who aren't supporting the new police state. And that is The Word from the Trenches.